Section 3. You will hear a student called John talking to his classmate Danny about the details of his research project. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
So, tell me about your research project, John.
I created a questionnaire for the study to determine people's opinions of the relative feasibility of earning a living in Brisbane.
Oh, cool. How is it scored? Are they all multiple choice questions?
Well, the questions consist primarily of yes or no responses. There are two free response questions at the end. Participants will use a computer to fill in their answers. That way, it is really easy to analyze the data afterward.
Great. It sounds like you have a pretty solid idea of what you should do. Just don't forget to submit a copy of your plans to Professor Curran by the 15th.
Oh, I almost forgot.
You don't do it for the high grade or a praise, but he can review and give you feedback.
Right, that will be helpful. He has been conducting studies like this for 30 years now.
Yep. Oh, and I'm curious. Are you going to be in the room giving subjects directions for the questionnaire?
Well, I think the instructions will be provided by another representative who will not be analysing the data. I want them to feel they can answer and be completely anonymous, so I will not be in the room. Anonymity is really important for this study.
I agree. Good idea. You should tell the representative to remind subjects to fully consider both sides of each issue. Sometimes, it's really easy to immediately check yes or no without stopping to think about it completely.
That's so true. It's like a race to finish the questionnaire first or something. I'll make sure to include that in the instructions. This report has to be perfect.
Wow, what's the big deal? I know it's part of your grades and all.
Well, it's that, but also a well-executed study could grab the attention of faculty in the department, which would be a huge deal.
So, for attention?
No, silly. I mean, I could really gain the respect of professors who may later take me on as a graduate student in their labs.
Oh, I see.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
Let me take a look at the survey. Wow, this looks great. The map of the median income by region is a great tool. Where did you find it?
Oh, thanks. I read a lot of sources and just noticed this one in a small psychology journal called Modern Psychology. It's more helpful than the photo I added. But I think the photo is just so interesting. It was in the newspaper last year during that huge wage strike.
It's great. Probably not necessary, but it looks great. I don't understand. What is WKRX's involvement here?
Oh, the radio station agreed to sponsor the study if I play their station in the room.
Wow, interesting. So you don't have to pay for any of this?
Exactly.
Nice. Where did you get that idea?
Last month, at the Psychology Club Council meeting, someone talked about how easy it is to get sponsorship from local businesses, so I listened to their advice and called around.
I'll have to remember that. Well, this all looks great. Good luck.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.